If we lose this cultural war, we're going to have a hedonistic, humanistic society.
Discover the story of the culture warrior, Don Wildman, and how he went head-to-head with Hollywood, Playboy, the homosexual agenda, and the Disney empire. The movement Don started paved the way for Christians to boldly stand for truth and righteousness in a hostile culture. Watch Culture Warrior today for free. Visit culturewarrior.movie.
Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning in Texarkana, Texas. We had have a group leaving for Branson, Missouri. I saw them getting on the bus when I was driving up here today, and a big group. I think they can seat 56 on the bus, and they're 55 traveling from First Baptist Texarkana to go to Branson to go to the Sights and Sounds Theater and see the newest play from Sights and Sounds called David, The Life of David. And I've heard nothing but good things about that. Listen, if you have never been to Branson and to the Sights and Sounds Theater, I encourage you to go. It is unbelievable, the presentations that they put on there. And so we pray for those 55 that are going, that they'd have a wonderful trip and a safe trip. Well, Debbie and I are leaving today after the program. We are traveling to the Woodlands to see my daughter and son-in-law, my three grandsons, Jack and Chase and Drew. Jack is almost four, and Chase is two, and Drew is 2 months, and so we love seeing those little guys. And then this weekend, Debbie and I are leading a marriage retreat for the church, Houston's First Baptist Church. They have a newlywed and close class there at Houston's First Baptist Church, and so we've done this now. I guess this is our third or fourth time to lead this group. Over the weekend, we meet in Round Top, Texas. Round Top is the antique capital of the Southwest. It's amazing. It's a sleepy little town that's just become this place where people come in from really all over the place. And outside of the country, they'll come in for these antique shows that they have a couple of times a year. So it's a neat little town, and we're looking forward to that. And speaking of marriage and family, I saw a post on X yesterday, and I just broke my heart, and I had to retweet it. But it was a picture of a woman, and she said she's 50 years old. It's her 50th birthday. She's holding a little cake that has two candles on it, 5 and a 0, and she looks like she's crying, or she looks very sad. And she writes, "Today is my 50th birthday. No husband, no kids. I made the cake myself." And I thought, how horrible is that? Marriage and family is the best of life. Outside of a relationship with Jesus Christ, to have a wonderful marriage and to have wonderful kids, that's just the best. And grandkids, I retweeted that and said, I wouldn't trade my wife, my kids, my grandkids, my family for all the money, all the power, all the pleasures that this world has to offer, because this is the best of life, as Solomon said. And so very, very sad, but we're excited to be able to pour into these nearly married, newly married couples at First Baptist Houston. And so pray for us that God would use us. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I think we speak 6 or 7 times. So lots to talk about. Well, I don't know if you saw, but yesterday, Pam Bondi led the first meeting of the task force to eradicate anti-Christian bias. It was established by Donald Trump through executive order in February, and this was their first meeting of the task force. Members include Pete Hegseth, Marco Rubio, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Kristi Noem, Kash Patel, and this is what Pam Bondi had to say about this task force to abolish and eradicate anti-Christian bias.
Thank you all for joining us today. We're excited to be here for the launch of the Task Force to Eradicate Anti-Christian Bias as outlined in the President's Executive Order. Joining me today are members of the task force and individuals who have been impacted by the anti-Christian bias. Together, this task force will identify any unlawful anti-Christian policies, practices, or conduct across the government, seek input from the faith-based organizations and state governments to end anti-Christian bias, find and fix deficiencies in existing and regulatory practices that might contribute to the anti-Christian bias. As President Trump has stated, the Biden administration engaged in an egregious pattern of targeting peaceful Christians while ignoring violent anti-Christian offenses. The president is right. Biden's Department of Justice abused and targeted Christians. Pro-life Christians were arrested and imprisoned for peacefully praying outside abortion clinics. The FBI spied on traditional Catholics in their parishes. President Biden declared Easter Sunday to be Transgender Day of Visibility. No longer. Vandalism against churches was 8 times higher in 2023 than it was in 2018. And as at President Trump's directive, we ended those abuses at the Department of Justice on day one. We dropped 3 ongoing cases against pro-lifers and redefined the FACE Act to ensure that abuse would not continue and that American tax dollars were not used to support the weaponization of our legal system.
Our legal system against Christians. So that was Pam Bondi, U.S. Attorney General, the Task Force to Eradicate Anti-Christian Bias. So that is a major positive. Now, she mentioned in there about how Joe Biden on Easter Sunday, 2024, spoke on behalf of Transgender Day of Visibility. Now, that was established, I think, in 2013. So people were up in arms that he did this. And others said, well, wait a minute, it just happened to fall on Easter. And so they were right. It wasn't something that he just started in 2024. It started years before that. But here's the thing. If on Easter Sunday you want to recognize a group that is obviously going against the scripture, Genesis chapter 1, he made us male and female. This is what Joe Biden wrote that day. Today we send a message to all transgender Americans. You are loved. You are heard. You are understood. You belong. You are America, and my entire administration and I have your back. Now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31st, 2024, which happened to be Easter Sunday, as Transgender Day of Visibility. I call upon all Americans to join us in lifting up the lives and voices of transgender people throughout our nation and to work toward eliminating violence and discrimination based on gender identity. How sickening is that? Listen, if you are somebody who struggles with gender, you have gender dysphoria, that's a mental problem. You see yourself, you're a biological male or a biological female, and you see that you should be something else, or you think that, and you just don't feel right. You're like, I don't feel, I don't relate to my biological sex. The problem is not your biological sex. The problem is in your mind. You are thinking wrongly about how God created you. The solution to your problem is not to take drugs. It's not to go see the surgeon to mutilate your body. That doesn't fix anything. The problem is in your mind. And so for the President of the United States from last year to make a big deal on Easter Sunday about this Transgender Visibility Day is just ludicrous. It is unbelievable that somebody would do that, and Pam Bondi rightly pointed that out. Now, those that hate Donald Trump, they see him as this terrible, horrible person, and as one man told me, I really believe he's the Antichrist. This is what he tweeted out concerning Easter. This Holy Week, my administration renews its promise to defend the Christian faith in our schools, military, workplaces, hospitals, and halls of government. We will never waver in safeguarding the right to religious liberty, upholding the dignity of life, and protecting God in our public square. Very, very different than what Joe Biden did. The idea that Donald Trump is the Antichrist is so ludicrous. Donald Trump, I've stated this before. I don't know if Donald Trump has been saved. I've never heard him verbalize that in a way that makes me think he understands that it's by grace through faith that a person is saved. He believes the world's most believed lie. That's a chapter in my new book, The Devil's Newsroom. What is the world's most believed lie? That if you are good, you will go to heaven. The equation that people have is Jesus plus your good works equals salvation. And that is a wrong equation. It has nothing to do with your good works. Works are not the root of salvation. They're the fruit of salvation. Ephesians chapter 2. For by grace, that's God's unmerited favor, you have been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, Ephesians 2:10, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So we're not saved by good works, we're saved for good works. And when you are a true follower, believer in Jesus, when the Lord comes to live inside your life, guess what happens? You start to change. And it's not an outside grit your teeth, I'm going to try better kind of thing. It's an internal change that works its way out. That's why the Bible says to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Work out what God has worked in. And so getting back to Donald Trump, I don't know if he's ever experienced that, but I know he has been changed by the experience of almost getting his head blown off. That tends to change a person, and it has changed him for the better. He seems to be very, very open to Christianity. He realizes Christianity is under attack, and the Biden administration was coming against the Christians. And when you put somebody in prison, or you imprison them and put them in jail for praying outside of an abortion clinic, I mean, something has gone totally haywire in America, because America was founded and built on Judeo-Christian principles, and many of the founding fathers professed faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not all of them, but all of them were very influenced by the scripture. They knew the scripture. Benjamin Franklin, when he makes his famous appeal at the Continental Congress, hey, God is not involved in this, if we're not praying, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. He quoted from Psalm 127. And he encouraged the delegates, we need to pray. And they began to pray and they began to seek the face of God. And what came out of that was an answer to their prayer. You're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. We're going to cover a host of topics and talk about things that are related to what's going on in our government and then what's going on in the hearts and minds of people. Because the salvation for America doesn't come from any president or any politician. It comes from the Lord, and we desperately need Jesus in America. We'll be right back.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. We've been talking about Trump's Easter greeting versus Joe Biden's Easter greeting. That was something Pam Bondi brought up yesterday as she kicked off the first meeting of the task force to eradicate anti-Christian bias. So as I mentioned, Joe Biden took to social media and his proclamation from the White House in 2024 on Easter Sunday about Transgender Visibility Day. Granted, he did not create it for that specific day, but he made a big deal out of it on Easter Sunday, which in my opinion is just ridiculous. It's stupid. Transgenderism, as I said, it's a problem in a person's mind. You go down that road, you will destroy your life. You get the hormone drugs, you get surgery, and you permanently destroy your life. And you do that stuff to kids and you fill their minds with this garbage. You're wrecking and ruining their lives. I love what Chloe Cole is doing as a detransitioner, sounding the alarm. Hey, these doctors lied to me. She's suing the doctor who lied to her and who did these terrible things to her and removed her healthy breasts. And those doctors ought to be held accountable for that. You know, you don't have to be a whiz bang and an intellectual giant to know that you cannot change your sex. Sex and gender are inseparably linked. You are XY male or XX female, and that cannot be changed. And you need to leave the land of fantasy and come back to the land of reality. So quite a contrast from what Trump said this past Easter, just a few days ago. Melania and I wish everyone a very happy Easter, full of peace and joy for all who celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He is risen. Well, we say amen to that. And we pray for Donald Trump as he leads our country, and we want to see him succeed. I remember Rush Limbaugh. When Barack Obama was, I think it was Barack Obama, was elected to the office of presidency, well, Rush loved America. He didn't want to see Barack fail. He wanted to see him succeed. He wanted good things for America. It is sad that we're so polarized today that with Donald Trump being in the White House, people just hate his guts. And they just want America to fail. They want everything that he does to fail. I have said this before, and I believe this. They would have loved it had Elon Musk's rescue of the astronauts ended in tragedy. That would have been great for them. And you know, when you're rooting against your own team, we all live in this land. When you want your team to lose, something is seriously wrong. Bill Maher pointed out the other, this was a while back, but he was saying, you know, when people in Michigan are burning the American flag and saying death to America in America, we have a serious, serious problem. And if you can't see that's a serious problem, that reveals an even deeper problem, because if you're trying to destroy the home team Freedom of speech goes so far. You know, you can't say fire in a movie theater, and you can't come out against the country. We're going to destroy the country. Come and join us. Well, that's treasonous, and you can't have that. No country can have that. And last, and so this was a clip from Jesse Waters' program last night, where he's talking about Trump derangement syndrome. And when you have Trump derangement syndrome, what does it do? It just rots your brain to the point where you're against anything and everything that Trump is for. You don't listen to any of it, and you want him to fail. And as I said yesterday or the day before, if Trump said, you know, drinking water is a good thing, breathing air is a good thing, somehow you'd be against it. Because if you see him as the Antichrist, well, who is the Antichrist? He's the devil in the flesh. And as Jesus said about the devil, he is a liar and the father of lies. Whenever he speaks a lie, because that's his nature. And so if you see Donald Trump like that, yeah, you're going to be against everything he says, everything he does. This was Jesse Waters from last night.
Prognosis is in.
50% of the people in the world have Trump derangement syndrome.
That's Mr.
And
Wonderful.
And they still have a really hard time understanding why he's back in the White House. There's nothing you can do about it. He was elected with a majority. Let's get over the derangement syndrome. Let's focus on the policy and get stuff done. Because I've got to tell you, there's a lot of people that go out of their minds.
Mr. Wonderful should have been a doctor because he just accurately diagnosed half the globe as cuckoo. And if you've ever been around someone crazy, you know there's nothing you can do. Crazy's going to crazy. You can't let it affect you. So when I hear Al Gore say he's living under the Third Reich, he must really believe that, because he believes he invented the internet.
I understand very well why it is wrong to compare Adolf Hitler's Third Reich to any other movement. It was uniquely evil, full stop. I get it. But there are important lessons from the history of that emergent evil, and here is one that I regard as essential. The Nazis, and I quote again, attacked the very heart of the distinction between true and false. The Trump administration is insisting on trying to create their own preferred version of reality.
Al Gore and the people like him can't accept that Trump won. And the reality is, he's president again. And Gore never was. Trump's living in reality. He's living in the White House. He preferred that version and made it a reality. It's people like Gore who can't accept reality, who can't accept that Trump won. And that's where we are today.
All right, that was Jesse Waters talking about Al Gore. I don't know why anyone listens to Al Gore. Al Gore has made these predictions about what's going to happen. Obviously, they didn't happen. You know, he's so Mr. Climate Change. I have a chapter in my book that I take from his movie called An Inconvenient Truth. You remember the movie from Al Gore from some years ago. It's all about climate change. Well, my chapter is An Inconvenient Truth, and it's not about climate change. It's about the subject of hell. People don't like to think about hell. They don't like to talk about hell. It's an inconvenient truth. But we need to know about hell. Jesus warned us about a place where the fire is never quenched and the worm never dies. And he doesn't want anyone to go there. That's why he talked about it a lot, because lots of people are going there. But Jesse Waters points out, hey, if you allow your mind to be infected with Trump derangement syndrome because you just hate the guy so much that you can't see straight, something is seriously wrong. God didn't create us to be able to live in this state of hatred without it destroying us. You know, one of the things that the Lord says in the Sermon on the Mount, and he talks about in the, not the Lord's Prayer, we call it the Lord's Prayer, but is really the model prayer. Pray then in this way, and he tells them how to pray. And then he says this, you know, part of the model prayer, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. He says, for if you forgive men for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions. When you hate someone, when you're bitter at someone, when their name is mentioned and you go into a rage because you just can't stand this person, something, I mean, you have crossed a line. And you're leaving the realm of sanity. And if you call yourself a Christian and you have hatred in your heart toward Donald Trump, or if you had hatred toward Joe Biden or Barack Obama or Nancy Pelosi or some of these people that Christians would say, you know, I'm not for that person. Well, there's one thing to be against a person's philosophy, ideology, what they say. It's another thing to be against that person. And people, you know, if you're rooting for somebody to die, you've totally crossed a line. We don't want to see that as believers. If you're going to be right with God, what do? We love our enemies. We pray for those who persecute us. We do good to those who hate us. That's what Jesus told us to do. What was the first thing he said on the cross? The seven words of the cross. The very first one was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So we need to have a forgiving heart. For those who say they're Christians and they can't stand Donald Trump, they hate the guy, they want to see him destroyed, you have to search your heart, because something is seriously wrong. And that's why we see so many things posted on social media that, you know, just make us cringe, and we just say these people are you know, they're the most miserable people on the earth. It looks like, and they post all these things where they're screaming and spitting. I saw this one where this person was just almost like foaming at the mouth. It's like, this seems demonic to me, that you've entered into this place. And you know, hats off to Donald Trump to be able to absorb all that hatred and to keep on going. Most of us wouldn't have been able to do that. And most pastors, we can't take that kind of grilling, that kind of criticism. And when people just come at you and come at you and come at you. So I just encourage you, and I'm speaking to myself, we need to be praying for our leaders. What does the scripture tell us to do? 1 Timothy chapter 2. First of all, then, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men for kings and all who are in authority, in order that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. And so we want to have freedom. And the way the Lord set up government is not supposed to encroach on every area of your life. Government is to make things safe. It's to punish evildoers. It's to, you know, have the public infrastructure that we have, roads and services and things like that. But its primary function is to punish evildoers so society can operate. You know, if you live in a world where evil is good and good is evil, the Bible, Isaiah 5 verse 20, woe to those who do that. Woe to those who call good evil and evil good. And we're seeing that, sadly, in our government, where you have people going against Trump. And so when he wants to remove illegal aliens in our country, when he wants to remove MS-13 gang members from our country, and people are up in arms about that, you can't do that, that's wrong, bring Abrego, Kilmar Abrego Garcia back from El Salvador, he's a Maryland man, and they discount all the things that are on his record. And, you know, I mean, if it looks like a duck and acts like a duck and sounds like a duck, it's a duck. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that guy's a bad actor. And, there's no evidence that he's part of MS-13. There's tons of evidence that he's part of MS-13. He's not an American citizen. And, for you to fly as these politicians are flying to El Salvador to plead for him, it's just insane. We don't want people like this in our country. It's not because we don't love people. It's because we do love people. You lock your doors at night when you close up shop for the evening, when you go to sleep, not because you hate everybody outside your house. It's because you love the people inside your house, and you're protecting the people inside your house. And so it's the TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome, where you're just going to go against him on everything, from my opinion. That's how I see things. You might see it differently. And I'd love to hear from you if you have a question or a comment. You know, we always try and reserve the last segment of the program for calls. And so let me give you that number, give you an opportunity. We're coming up against a break in just a minute here, but 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. Maybe you disagree with me. Maybe you think that, what's going on in our country and the frustration that boils over from the left into what appears to be TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome, where people can't function, they're not sane in their arguments. Maybe you say, no, that's not what's happening at all, and this is the way I see it. Maybe you can correct me, because I'm not seeing it correctly from your perspective. But I would say that here's how you need to look at situations. I've had people ask me, how are we to look at what's going on in the world? You look at what's going on in the world through the lens of Scripture. That's what it means to have a biblical worldview. You don't look at Scripture through the lens of culture. You look at culture through the lens of Lord. Say, what is going to happen in the last days? Paul made it very clear. In the last days, difficult times will come, and men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, all these terrible, horrible things. And we're seeing that. And Jesus said, they will hate you because of me. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. When we come back from the break, we'll be taking your calls. So give me a call. Because of the generous donations provided from listeners just like you, Preborn has rescued over 330,000 babies. But every day, the abortion industry is taking thousands of babies' lives. We have to save them. So please donate your best gift to save more babies at preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email pastorjeff@fromhisheart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, and you're listening to American Family Radio, Real Truth for Today. And as the announcer says, if you want to contact me, PastorJeff@fromhisheart.org, or you can always connect with me, too, on X, the X platform, and it's just at JeffShreve at Jeff Shreve. Love to connect with you. Well, we're opening the phone lines 888-589-8840. We've been talking a little bit about Trump derangement syndrome and people that are just losing it over Donald Trump, see him as the Antichrist, and everything he does is just terrible, horrible. He's going to destroy our country. If you can't see that, you're blind as a bat, that kind of thing. And so love to hear from you, and the phone lines are lighting up, so let's go to the phones. And we have Rory on the line from Dallas, Texas. Rory, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you, sir. I just want to say that at the very, very beginning of Biden's administration, actually, I am a psychiatric nurse, and I know that the symptoms may not be there strongly, but the number one thing that I noticed was poor judgment on the decisions that he made. And nobody uses the word poor judgment as a part of dementia. Anyway, the second thing I would say is that I believe that really there is a derangement now. Trump derangement that is very strong, and the roots are hate and envy and unforgiveness. And so I really wish that there would be more media talking about confronting the issue of instead of just saying you're just against Trump or blah blah, but they need to know why they are deranged. There is hate in their heart. Mm-hmm. And the Romans chapter 1 would talk about that derangement.
Yeah. Good. I totally agree, Rory. They do hate him, and they hate what he stands for, and then hatred just destroys everything in your life. That's why you can't live in that. So I haven't liked some of the people that have gotten into office, but I don't hate the person. And I might hate their policies, but I don't hate them. And I don't have a friend of mine that he just posts every day, multiple times a day, about this with Trump and that with Trump and the other with Trump. And I was like, I even said to him, I said, this is not healthy. You know, you need to go on about your life, and you can't live in fear. You can't live in anger. You can't live in hatred. You can't live in bitterness. Especially you call yourself a Christian. Well, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, and experience his joy even in the midst of things that you don't like going on around you, and be more open-minded about things. So I appreciate that, Rory. Thanks for calling in today. And anything else to add?
Yeah, the hate crime has to be defined, because everything that is from protesting to the words that we say is really a hate crime, even the anger, right? What the Bible says. And so that hate crime has to be defined real well. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. Well, we have Scott on the line from Oklahoma. Scott, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thanks for having me, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
I think this goes back. I mean, in all honesty, it goes back to the Tower of Babel, and never, you know, there's only two people you can serve. There isn't 100,000 gods out there. There's God or there's the devil, period. These people have been trying to do this. He doesn't know when Jesus is coming, so he's tried to kill him for the past 4,000, 5,000 years that we know. But these people have really, really came about. The Federal Reserve Act of 1916 killed the dollar. They're doing it on purpose. Cloward Piven of the 60s are trying to tilt America to a Marxist type country where, you know, that is the mark of the beast per se, you know, quote unquote, that one world government, that Marxist order. It's anybody that believes in Jesus is the enemy of the world, period. And they're going to kill us. And we can't say the quiet part out loud. You know, there's two ways to get these people, and you can't vote them out. And that's the problem, because the people that are elected aren't the people in power. Mm-hmm. And that's a real problem, and it's a worldwide problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point, Scott. When I had Rod Martin on the program yesterday, he talked about that, the unelected bureaucrats, and then the puppet masters. The devil is at work. This is what people don't want to recognize, because everything is a spiritual battle. And there's a battle between the sons of light and the sons of darkness, and there's a battle between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. And Satan is the prince of the power of the air, and he is working to squeeze everything in its mold. That's why it says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, don't let the world squeeze you into its mold. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. So we are in the midst of a cosmic battle, just as Job was. He didn't know what was going on above him, but all the things happening to him were the result of this cosmic battle. And you know what is hard for Christians, I think, Scott, is they don't realize that there's the fellowship of the of his sufferings, as Paul said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. And God's saints do suffer here on this earth, but there's a reward. So that's why we run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. The Lord knows what he's doing. And Satan hates the word of God. He hates the people of God. He hates God, obviously. And he hates the people of God, and he's going to come at the people of God. And Jesus said, hey, if the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. We are called to be his witnesses. We are called to be faithful to that, to speak the truth in love. And the world's not going to want to hear that. There's a reason why all the disciples were killed for their faith, except for John, and so many have been killed since that time for their faith. There's a reason why they killed the prophets and stoned those who were sent to her, you know, as Jesus wept over the city of Jerusalem. And so we're here to be faithful to the Lord regardless of the outcome. So anything else to add, Scott?
Yeah, I have a question. I'm not sure. I've been doing some deep dives into a pastor from, he was from South Africa. He's dead now, but his name is Kim Clement. I don't know if you've heard of Kim Clement.
I have not.
He gave prophetic words from like 2009 all the way to 2015 about Donald Trump being elected twice, being impeached twice, that there would be a wall that would be built, but it would not be completed because the plan was against him. He would be set aside. It was God's David. There was a Joseph and a Judas, a betrayer in the White House. All this stuff happened before Trump was elected. He was also a part of Operation Bluebeam, and he helped, he prophesied 9/11 back in 2009 and was brought to the White House and talked to George Bush, but felt very uneasy about it because he understood, but he had to get the message out. I don't say he's a prophet per se. I'm not sure if the age of prophets is over. There yeah. could be. We just don't know, right? But everything that he has said has kind of come to pass. And one of the things that he did say was, America's getting ready to go through some turmoil, some really bad stuff, like a new terrorist type threat, not like 9/11. He prophesied the COVID thing coming. Mm-hmm. And then he said, but there will be a new energy, and the scientists will be like, how did we miss this? It was something so easy. And that the man that God puts in the White House will throttle the enemies of the West, and Ukraine and Russia, they're going to fight like cats and dogs over in Europe, but it's not really going to amount to anything, and Russia's going to back off eventually, and that there will be probably three generations of blessing in America before our time is over.
Yeah, I just take that stuff with a grain of salt, Scott. You know, the age, I mean, we have the Word of God, all these other things. It's just like, yeah, I don't know what to do with that. So it goes back to that old, there's an old Farrell and Farrell song that says, you got to find it in the Word. And I believe the day and age of people foretelling the future, that is, you know, that's from the Lord to do that. And so when people do that, hey, in the Old Testament, if you said this was going to happen and it didn't happen, they would stone you to death. They were called to stone you to death because you're a false prophet. So unless somebody's batting 1,000, I would be very, very hesitant on that. But I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate your insights on that. And so thank you for listening to the program. Well, we have Peter on the line from Texas. Peter, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Morning, Pastor. Thank you for your program and your words. Great encouragement. I got two comments. The second one that I'll make will be more of like a question opinion, and then I'll listen offline. But the first one is regarding the Trump derangement syndrome. Yes, I believe you're actually correct. This is more on demonic side, characteristics of elitism. Those are the people who just hate America because America is the last standing country in the and for freedom for the globe, for a standard for people to see, for all to have just rights and dignity given to them under God. And the enemies of the world, enemies of God, are all against that. So they want to undermine America, whether it's all paid actors who are all propaganding all this rhetoric to undermine our leadership and our country. Again, some of the nations who are enemies of the country would always come in and say that they're going to destroy America from within. This could be part of the tactic, but I believe it is purely demonic. The things that these people are for make absolutely no sense.
Right.
The other thing I want to get your feedback on is the immigration issue. I don't know a whole lot about what's going on inside the legal system with this, but to me, it just doesn't make any sense whatsoever why illegal immigrants who are here who broke our laws for some reason have representation and rights to hear their case for them to even be prosecuted for the crimes that they've already committed. And this just makes absolutely no sense to me, and I have no idea why we've been going down this path. If you're not a citizen, you technically don't have rights at all.
Right.
If you're not a citizen, so why are we giving them rights? It makes absolutely no sense. And so I'll just listen to your comment offline. I really appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Peter. I'm exactly where you are. That doesn't make any sense at all. Rod Martin and I talked about that yesterday. And that if the Trump administration can't get people illegally who are here illegally out of our country without all this due process, it's going to take decades and decades and decades and cost $150-200 billion to do that, and probably more than that. It's just ridiculous, and the courts can't handle all that. If you're talking about 20 million people. And if you're in this country illegally, you need to be removed. And I know some people that are great people that are here illegally, and I would fight for them to secure a legal status to be in America. But if you can't do that, you're going to need to leave. So that's my thought on that. But we have a different thought on that, and that's Adriana from Virginia. Adriana, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi. Go ahead.
Yes. So I actually, I do want to say I agree with you on not having fear and not having hate in our hearts. That is 100% agreeable. I think you contradict yourself when you spread the idea that immigrants aren't welcomed here. You're believing in more of your emotions rather than in scripture. Leviticus 19:33-34 teaches us what we should do with the foreigner, but you as a pastor are teaching the opposite when you speak in reference to really fear.
So you think that we shouldn't have any immigration laws and people should just be allowed to come in unvetted?
Of course not. The immigration system is completely broken. And immigrants have fought for decades for a new way, for an opportunity to be able to come here. And immigration law is complex. It's very, very complex. It's not for everyday people to understand. But just know, immigrants don't want to just come in here willy-nilly. They want to come here, but it's near impossible. There are people that are able to, but it takes decades. It takes tens of thousands of dollars. It's just not a right process.
All right, Adriana. Well, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you voicing that. I'm sorry, David in Georgia and Hartley in, Kentucky. Sorry we didn't get to you. Thanks for calling in. And if you do have a question, Pastor Jeff at fromhisheart.org, I'd love to answer that. And thanks for listening to Real Truth for Today. And Pastor Jeff Shreve here. So we always end the program with two words, shine and share. I did an interview the other day and I told the guy, I said, in our church, we talk about shine and share. That's the Christian life. Shine is how you live and share is what comes out of your mouth, and we're to do both. And the Lord has said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. And a witness needs to shine, and a witness needs to share. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.